The rest of the story. John and Isabel had a lovely home in the suburbs, tranquil, quiet life. One day, John turned to Isabel and said, "Guess who's coming to dinner?" Isabel could not guess. And then John told her the rest of the story. That very evening, September 3, 1971, John's ex-wife would be coming for a visit, a long visit. In fact, she would be staying permanently. Well, put yourself in Isabel's place. If anyone ever had grounds for divorce, now you do. John never was a particularly easy man to live with anyway, and now suddenly he wants you to share your home with a woman to whom he was once married. And yet, while you might have been on the phone to your lawyer, Isabel listened patiently to John's explanation. His former wife had been traveling for almost 20 years. For some while, she'd disappeared in South America. At least nobody had heard from her. Eventually, she turned up in West Germany in the city of Bonn. From there, it was on to Rome and then to Milan. And now, at last, she was returning to her former husband. It mattered not in the least that he had remarried in the intervening years. Her place was with him. Isabel took the news calmly. After all, John was now in his 75th year. Who knew how much longer he had to live? And if seeing his ex-wife fulfilled him somehow, why should Isabel deny him the opportunity? So, Isabel welcomed John's former spouse into her household. I can't imagine that first evening being anything but tense. The three of them seated at the candlelit dinner table, Isabel, John, and John's ex-wife, who said absolutely nothing all night. Elderly John did much reminiscing about old times. His ex-wife failed even to smile. Then how might one explain Isabel's apparent sympathy toward this strange woman? For not only did Isabel tolerate her presence, she cared for the woman from her husband's past, even fussed over her, fixed her hair. John's ex remained cold, indifferent, expressed not the slightest gratitude, and yet she stayed with John and Isabel, stayed right in their home, was present each night at dinner. And this is truly remarkable. Because John's ex-wife had been dead for 19 years. 19 years earlier, she had been embalmed by a master embalmer. After almost a year's labor over her lifeless body, she was virtually perfectly preserved. The job had cost $100,000. And then guess what happened? The corpse got lost. For 19 years, John had attempted to locate his deceased wife's body. At last, in 1971, he succeeded. She was as lovely as ever. And that's how, in a lavish villa in an exclusive suburb of Madrid, Spain, a cadaver came to dinner, the object of an exiled dictator's perverse affection. For he, John, was Argentina's own Juan Perón, and his former wife, a woman whose charm not even death could diminish. You remember as Evita. Only now you know who. The rest of the story.